Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 96. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Thanks again for tuning in this week. As I start this episode, I want to reflect on last week's episode number 95, where I had my first interview with Emmett Hoops. Last week's episode was a complete experiment, and I was not even sure if it was going to work, to be honest with you, right up until the point where we hit stream on YouTube. We did everything live. We kind of did everything off the cuff, and I thought it was a complete success. We even had the Discord room up and running during that taping of the episode. And the whole time, I just had an absolute blast. It was a great experience to have a guest on to sort of pick their brain about some technology topics and talk about some things that I didn't know about. And it's definitely something that I'm going to do in the future. I don't think every episode I'm going to aim to get an interview or a special guest host on, but I'd like to do that more in the future. There's a lot of people that I know sort of locally that would be a great addition to the show once in a while to sort of pick their brains on some different technology topics, sort of leading up to interviewing maybe some developers or people who are a little more in the know. Eventually, maybe even people that I don't know, and I'd like to meet them, you know, sort of on air and interview them in the process. All of this is leading up towards episode 100. We are now four episodes away, and I can't wait for that show. It's going to be a live show, live celebration. We're going to have people in the Discord room. Got a few special guests lined up already. I'm not going to give those away. I'd like to keep that a surprise. Very excited about that. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you are someone who has maybe a good mic and a vast knowledge that you want to share, I'd love to have you. You can feel free to send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. And we would we'll be in touch as to when we could get you on the show, that type of thing, if I think it's a good fit for the show. And also, if you want to jump in on our Discord chat room for episode 100, we're going to do another live show. We'd love to have you there, and maybe we can get some listeners on air and talk about a few things that way too. So episode 100 is going to be a fun show. Still lining up a few things, and I do have a couple of confirmed special guests that I think you're all going to like, as well as a few people who said they were going to jump in the Discord chat room as well. So that'll be really fun. Before I begin this week, I just want to give a plug for my website, mrptechreviews.com. The best way that you can support me in this show is by going to that website and clicking on that Amazon affiliate link. And if you just happen to make a purchase on Amazon, then I get a little kickback from that. Keeps me motivated. It keeps me working on the show. There are other ways as well. I do have a Patreon page. I have a donate button. You can always use any of those. And that keeps me on the air, keeps me motivated and working on podcasts. The Amazon thing seems to be working out okay. You know, not great, but hey, it's better than nothing, and I'm just glad it's there. So if you happen to need something from Amazon and you want to support the show, just click on that link on my website, mrptechreviews.com. That's the best way you can support this show. If you want to support Podnuts, go to podnuts.com. You can check out their Patreon page, support the network, and give them a few bucks too, because they support me in so many different ways. This week has been, the last 2 weeks, sort of a culmination in a wide range of topics that I have been working on and projects off air. And with that, these projects, maybe, just maybe, I got myself into a little too much, a little too many projects at once, because all of a sudden, from every different angle, all of these projects sort of converged at once, and I was pretty cut short on time with a lot of things. And the last 2 weeks have been really stressful. But one of the really great things that has happened over the last 2 weeks is at school, we finally have our IRLP node set up. And this is a project that I've been working on since November. And there's a person that I need to extend a thank you to. I did not ask him if I could use his name on air, so I won't do that. But there's a guy that helped me out from our local radio club. And he basically took over this project from a few other people that were working on it. They didn't have enough time to finish the project. So he took over and he was the real champion of this project, really helping me out in numerous ways to finally get this IRLP node set up at our school. So if you haven't been listening long, earlier this year, I started a technology club at my school district. Kids are repairing computers and fixing Chromebooks, broken Chromebooks, all sorts of things. It's all independent study, and they can do whatever they want and learn whatever technology tasks they want. And hopefully, in the process, they're giving back to the school at the same time. Well, the exciting part about that is in November, I sort of got the school interested in amateur radio, and we've been putting together this project. So I mentioned IRLP. What that stands for is Internet Radio Linking Project. It is a closed source project that links amateur radio stations around the world, basically using voice over IP. So it's a radio system that is connected all around the world via the internet and allows communication via great distances with normal everyday radios. These can be connected to repeater systems so that people in the area can use their own radios. You can, if you have an IRLP setup connected to a repeater, you could use a $25 radio and be talking with somebody all the way across the country. And it's really a kind of a neat project. Basically, it's a gateway of dedicated computer systems running custom software that connect the radio and the internet together. And it's sort of a newer, it's been around a while, but it's sort of a modern version of amateur radio. And has, you know, amateur radio has been changing over the last 20 years. And now basically it's incorporating more and more technology that has evolved. So having these radios linked over the internet is a kind of a low cost way to communicate across the country, across the world, without having to have really expensive HF equipment, high frequency equipment. So basically what IRLP is, it's a Debian-based Linux operating system. And it's all done via the command line, command prompt. So there's no graphical interface whatsoever. And my friend who helped me set this up basically did all the hard work. He installed IRLP. He installed the hardware that connects to the radio. He took care of it all. He even had a computer that he used and was no longer using, and he donated it to the school because the other computer that we were building it on basically had a hardware failure. So I owe him a huge thank you for doing that, because without him, that this project would have dropped and we would not be where we are. And the exciting thing about this is we came down a couple weekends ago. We had great intentions of setting everything up and testing it all out. And we thought we had taken care of all the issues ahead of time. And we ran into a strange problem. We could not connect to our network. We had all the information. It just didn't work. And after a week worth of troubleshooting, we finally figured out what the issue was. And it wasn't really anybody's fault. It was just an incorrect setting somewhere that needed to be corrected. And basically, once we had identified the correct default gateway, we were then able to use our proxy server settings and connect to the outside world, and we'd have our internet connection. And once that was set up, it was real easy. The way IRLP works is, it actually, you know, being a Linux-based or Debian-based OS, basically everything is configured. Everything is, once you set everything up, it's basically connect and go. But it has a really great troubleshooting script that will go through and make sure you have all the right ports forwarded that you need to connect to the outside world. And it's an 11-step process, and if everything is configured correctly, you're good to go. So with IRLP, basically there's an approval process because you want to make sure that these are all licensed operators. And So you're giving a node and a node number. And if you go to status.irlp.net, you will see all the different IRLP reflectors that are in use. One of the most popular ones is called the East Coast Reflector in the United States. There are a lot of different IRLP nodes that connect or link to that reflector. And what's great is you can link to a certain reflector and you can change anytime you want. So the East Coast Reflector goes all the way from Ontario, Canada, all the way down to Florida. And just looking at it just now, there's even a couple people from a couple of nodes linked from Australia, which is kind of cool. So you don't necessarily have to be on the East Coast of the United States to link up to this reflector. But again, it's linking to all these different nodes across the country and establishing communications with licensed amateur radio operators in that area. Another kind of cool reflector is the Alaska reflector. There's a reflector in Antarctica. It's all over the place. There's the Norwegian reflector. It's Australia East Coast reflector. And there's literally thousands of nodes out there. And depending on which ones are active, which ones are connected or linked to other reflectors, it's a really cool way to establish communications and maybe meet new people and maybe discuss different cultures or different ideas or even different languages, which is kind of cool. One of the biggest things about IRLP is they want to establish something that is reliable and relatively inexpensive. Instead of having to, you know, build your own repeaters or launch satellites or use really expensive radio equipment. For the most part, the hardware is relatively inexpensive, and it's coupled with the internet, so you get the best bang for your buck, so to speak. I've been experimenting with it for the last few days. We have this desktop computer set up, and right now we're still waiting on a radio to get programmed. Once that happens, we'll connect the radio to this desktop, and everybody in our area will be able to use IRLP if they have an amateur radio license. So we're just waiting on the frequency to get programmed in, and then all of the students who just got their license and all of the teachers, we have four staff that have their license, people in the community all around that took the test recently or have been licensed for years, they'll be able to use the school's IRLP connection and jump on that East Coast reflector. What's cool about the East Coast reflector is that there are these things called tech nets, which every Tuesday night at from 8 to 10, and I believe every Saturday from 11 to 1, you can go get on with a bunch of other ham radio operators, and you can ask questions, you can learn from other people on setups for antennas, setups for radios, fine-tuning equipment, that type of thing. Or you can just listen and see how everything works. You can sign in on the net, or you can just, you know, listen to everybody else talking. Doesn't really matter. And many other reflectors out there also have these nets out there that basically amateur radio operators practicing for emergency scenarios, which is really kind of fun to get into and to learn about. Because, you know, most of us without radios, like for example, myself, before I got a license, I didn't have a radio, and I'm missing all of this stuff that happens. And now I feel much more involved with my local area and even the greater area. There are a couple of apps that you can use. One Android app is called IRLP Finder. And basically what that does, it shows you a map and it will show you every active IRLP node in the vicinity of where you are. It tells you how to connect to it, the node number, frequency, etc. So it's a handy app. There is one for iOS. It had gotten bad reviews because it hadn't been updated for iOS 11, but it has been recently updated for iOS 11. It's called Win System Info, W-I-N System Info, all one word. And these are both free apps showing you how to connect to the IRLP network. And if you are a ham radio operator, this will be a handy app to show you where, you know, there are nodes close by to connect to IRLP. So with the sort of setup of this IRLP node, one of my students were in our Educational Technology Center the other day. He just happened to stop by and he basically said, "Wow, do you remember the beginning of the year when we started this?" And I said, "Yeah, I do. We had a monitor and a Chromebook in this room. And now we have, through the help of our technology contracted company that comes in and contracts with our school, they have helped. They have been a tremendous help all year long, getting us set up with a couple of computers in the room. And they gave us Windows 10. And then as time went on, another computer was donated to the school. That one we used SkyWave Linux on to sort of scan the airwaves. We've then gone on to not only fixing computers, but the projects seem to be just getting more and more unique. One of my things that I would really love to do next year is start a student podcast with students hosting a podcast just for school-related events. We can put that out on YouTube or something like that for other students. I'm gonna sort of get some students involved with that over the next few weeks, and maybe we can start testing with that. But I really would like to get a student-run podcast for next year. Get students involved with graphics design. I want to get students involved with building Linux machines, you know, installing operating systems, that type of thing. Really excited now that everything is set up to finally actually start doing, rather than, you know, we've been building all year long. Now we're actually going to start doing, which I'm really excited for. I can't wait for them to get hands on and really tear apart machines and build machines. And that's really what it's all about. Just recently, I was speaking with a guy that I just met, and he had his own computer business. His business was sort of, I think he wanted to just retire and sell his house. And so he had a mounds of computers in his house that had been purchased over time, used for spare parts and that type of stuff. And he basically gave me a bunch of this equipment. And I personally didn't really have a use for it. But what I did is I sort of kept students in mind who have worked really hard all year long for me. And one of them, or two of them, really wanted to build their own computer. And he happened to have spare motherboards, and he had a spare tower. And so I took that and I gave it to those students. And I said, "Here's a summer project for you. I don't know what it's going to be, but go ahead and try to build it and see what you can come up with." Another student said he had a computer at home, but it wasn't working. And so I said, "Here's a desktop. It's got all the parts in it. You know, take it for what it's worth. You might be able to use some parts." Well, he took some of those parts out and replaced the parts that he needed in his computer. And then he told me he's got a brand new computer that he's really excited to get using again. That's what it's all about for me, is giving back to those students who have volunteered all year long for me and worked really hard. And we're sort of building this for next year. And I've already got a bunch of younger students excited about joining our technology club at the school. And as I mentioned, it's an interview process. So they submit a resume, they interview, and if they're selected, they get to be a part of the group. And then they learn on their own. And that's really a fun project, much more fun than I ever anticipated it happening. And it's been pretty successful, and it's been pretty well received at the school district. Had full support from the administration, full support from, you know, the students that were involved. They see the benefit in it. And they're sort of gaining their credibility as time goes on. They're doing more and more. And that's what I told them at the very beginning. It's going to take a while to build that credibility up, but they are starting, and only good things have happened since then, which we're all really excited about. Speaking of good things happening, over the next few weeks, I hope to have a few more interviews in the works. I have a couple of really good friends who are in the recording industry. I'd like to pick their brain on the music business and recording business. I also have a couple of more friends who are in the sort of IT business. We're going to come on and maybe talk about some of the things that they want to talk about, whether it's IT in schools or security, network security, that type of stuff. I'm really excited to pick their brains on that. And that's sort of the, one of the reasons why I want to do some interviews is this is a learning process for me too. And, you know, I know a lot and I know just enough to get myself in trouble. That's what I always say. So I'm really excited to move forward with this podcast. And with last week's episode, I thought the audio quality was pretty good. I did notice a difference between recording by myself and then recording with an interviewee. So I learned some things along the way that I hope to fix for the next time I have an interview and eventually tweak the audio. One other thing that I'm going to be doing, currently I'm recording podcasts on Mac. Over the next few weeks, I may experiment switching back to Linux to record the podcasts. I was going to do it today, but I didn't have my Linux laptop with me. And the reason for that is because when it comes around to episode 100, I want to be able to get on that Discord room and talk with everybody in Discord for that show. So if the audio quality changes a little bit, it should be relatively the same. I believe that the settings are the same for when I export the audio. So it may change a little bit, but this is all tweaking for the future and seeing what I can do with this podcast. I've got a lot of really great ideas in the works. And not only do I want to do some interviews, but I've got some really fun projects that I want to discuss with all of you. And if you have ideas for show notes, what I would really like is send them on into the show, and you can email mrptechreviews@gmail.com or just go to the website mrptechreviews.com and hit that contact form. Give me ideas for new and exciting projects or old projects that I haven't talked about yet. You know, just a few weeks ago, I learned about Discord, and that's been around a while, and I didn't know anything about Discord, and it has become a staple in some of the things that I have been doing in my life, whether it's live concerts or this podcast. So Discord has been a really popular tool that I've gotten really excited about. And so with that, you know, I'm really looking forward to moving along with this podcast. I'm excited and even more excited than I have been in the past about just getting on mic and recording sort of my thoughts and ideas. And, you know, whether it's technology-based stuff or just everyday stuff, everyday geekery, you know, that other people that are listening to these types of podcasts would probably be into. So that's where we're headed. That's what this is all about. And I appreciate you all listening. I appreciate the fact that you maybe take this 20 minutes or 40 minutes, or last week's episode was an hour, a part of your drive to work and listen. So thanks to you for listening. We really appreciate that. You know, a lot goes into this, not just the actual recording of it, but the thought behind every single show. And we really, I really enjoy putting this show out every week. So thanks to you all for a very long, 100 episodes, and here's to 100 more episodes of this podcast. And so that's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.